Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Forgive Me would not be possible without our generous parishioners. We'd like to commend Jordan Stillman for spearheading the donation drive for the feral cat community that lives behind St. Patrick's. We're staring down the barrel of a long upstate winter, and we know that every one of them will make it through thanks to your tireless efforts. We'd also like to thank Leslie Gideon for hosting an anime marathon for the St. Patrick's Youth Group. As hip as Father Ben likes to pretend that he is, there is no way he could go toe-to-toe with our kids on My Hero Academia trivia like you can. Become a part of our community over at patreon.com/roguedialogue.
Last time, will you slow down?
Sorry, kid. I'm loving the fresh air blowing through the windows. Stop complaining about a free ride.
This is my car.
Hey, it's your fault for going to this nightmare in the first place.
Are you ever going to stop complaining about this?
You should know me better than that by now.
Jesus in heaven! Look, it's great for Clara that she took over leading the youth group. The least we can do is show up to support her.
Who are you talking about?
You're kidding me. You have got to remember Clara.
I can't say that name rings a bell. Get it? Bell? Oh, man. Oh, no. Oh, I am a kidder.
Hilarious. I don't know why you're even annoyed. All you've got to do is eat pizza while I take confession.
You dug that grave for yourself.
It'd be a whole lot easier if you'd actually help, but regardless, I think it's important to engage with the youth of the church.
Ooh, you're gonna make this old man fall asleep at the wheel with all that self-righteous talk.
Give me a break, Clem. The way the church numbers are dwindling and the horrible things the clergy has done, it's up to good priests like us to change the narrative, don't you think?
Ah, yes. Noble Ben, fixing the world by forgiving one preteen for playing pocket pool at a time.
Please, it's 2021. Teens these days are dealing with complex moral issues far more important than
that! And for here.
Oh, thank the Lord we made it alive.
Specifically, to be here at 7:30. And it's already 7:50.
I'm sorry, Clara. We got caught up on our way out the door.
He means to say that he got caught up debating whether or not to wear sneakers to appear more relatable.
Oh, come on, Clem.
As you can see, he chickened out and went with the shoes. Now, I believe I was told there would be a pizza?
Oh, of course. Of course, Pastor. I ordered a pie with olives, just like you asked.
Any slices taken?
Not a one.
Works every time. Well, that's my cue. Your Holiness, come get me when we're ready to head out, please.
You got it, boss.
Such an incredible man.
He's certainly special. Are we ready to go?
Ready to go. Ready to go!
Yeah, for confession?
If you'd actually arrived on time, we could have been. At 7:30, we would have done confession right after dinner, which means the kids would have had to sit in reflective silence immediately after eating 8 slices of pizza, which means they would have at least had a slim chance of going to sleep tonight. Now, for the last 20 minutes, they've been playing basketball and shouting out these names I've never heard before and saying things like swag and Gucci and yeet, and it's all just too much.
I'm sorry, Clara. I didn't realize how tight of a schedule you were on.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right. You're here now. If Jesus taught us anything, it's sometimes you have to wait for the beautiful man to return.
All right, then. Can we just get started?
Yes. One second. Silent reflection time! Everyone find a spot for themselves on the floor. No complaining. Our young hip priest, Father Ben, has kindly agreed to come and provide the sacrament of penance. Now, I want you to all think about the horrible, terrible, and just awful things I'm sure each of you have done, and we'll call you in to confess your sins one at a time.
Hey, you guys, it's super cool of you to let me hang out and chat with you tonight. I know some of you have already done confession, but if you haven't, it's a righteous thing where you get to talk to God about life and how to be a better person. It's totally chill if you're nervous, but remember, it isn't a big deal and everything you say is between you and the big guy upstairs. I'm just here to help you pass the basketball God's way. Sound good, fam?
All right. Thank you, Father, for that embarrassing speech. Hey, find a corner of the gym to sit by yourselves. In reverent silence!
I hate silent reflection.
I said by yourselves, Andrew and Tana. Hey, is that a Gatorade bottle, Jeremy? You know that's contraband. We'll call you in one at a time to confess, so please think of all of your regrets, and I'll put on something relaxing to help you reflect.
Every time.
Was my speech really that bad?
Oh no, it was perfectly fine. Teens are just vicious, horrible little creatures, and putting you down makes me look cooler to them.
Got it. Thanks for throwing me under the bus.
So, we have this little room over here with a divider. And as the kids come in, you'll be on the other side, and I, of course, will be sitting just over here, making sure you don't try anything.
Excuse me?
Hmm?
I mean, Clara, given the horrible men that have joined the priesthood, I appreciate your concern, but I hope you know that I never do anything to put these children in harm's way.
Oh, certainly. I know that. But also, how could I possibly know that? You know what I mean?
That's, you know, honestly, that's fair, Clara. but I was actually going to suggest we do this at one of the tables in the corner of the gym. No need to come into a private area.
Oh, stop it. You know, you may be second from God inside the walls of the church, but here, this is my domain, and I want these hormonal monsters to get an authentic confession experience.
All right, sure, that's fine.
Plus, I spent $67 on these noise-canceling headphones so I could sit here and not hear a thing.
You've got it. I'll find my spot. Let me know when we're ready.
Okay, all right. I'll call the first child in. Maria! Confession time! Okay, and now I'll just get my headphones on. Perfect, Maria! Thank you for joining us. You just sit over there. Father Ben is behind that curtain. Wave to me when you're done.
Hello? Is somebody there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. It's completely all right to be nervous. Is there something you'd like to confess today?
No.
So you don't want to confess anything?
Nope.
Okay, then.
So, can I go?
I guess so, but I mean, a confession can be a great way to talk things through and connect with God, so if you want to just leave...
Ben, she left!
Yeah, that makes sense.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Caitlin, it's your turn.
What's up, Father?
Nothing much. Is there something you'd like to confess?
I don't know. I can't think of anything super bad that I did.
This is a great space for you to clear the docket. Sometimes just getting out the little things can be as refreshing as the really big stuff.
Yeah, all right. Let's see. Well, I've been calling my little brother Vomit Boy lately.
I can't imagine he likes that very much.
I mean, he's a baby, and is always covered in throw-up. So I think it's a pretty fitting description.
Still, it's best to show our younger siblings we love them, especially at that age.
Yeah, I guess it's disrespectful. So, I'm sorry, God, or whatever.
It's good of you to admit. Why don't you try and come up with a loving nickname that celebrates his positive qualities?
Sure, I can try.
I think that's a good goal for now. Say two Hail Marys and send in the next person.
Tana! Get away from Andrew and get closer to God!
See ya!
You're up!
So, I painted my dog's toenails the other day, and I'm feeling kind of bad about it.
Can you do that?
Like, is he all right?
Yeah, I can't say I know whether or not that's cruel.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt them, but from a style perspective, it's pretty cruel, I think.
Can your dog tell?
I don't know. I mean, English bulldogs always look a bit unhappy. That's just like the way their face is, but I think Old Spike does not love the pastel lavender I chose for him. And really, he should get a say.
That doesn't sound so bad, I guess.
It's pretty great, honestly. Like, he looks so cute. Like, so cute. Like, oh my gosh.
All right, well, maybe just find a more complimentary color for him next time.
Cool. Will do.
Andrew, you're next.
Hi, Father. I mean, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned, yada yada.
What would you like to tell the Lord today?
Well...
You don't have to be shy about it.
So, the thing is I did kind of convince this kid in my class to poop on our teacher's chair.
Why would you do something like that?
On a Honestly, I don't know. Mr. Lombardi is actually really nice, but it was hilarious, so I couldn't help myself.
You realize how badly that probably made him feel, don't you?
Yeah, I know. I do feel bad about it.
Then it's good that you confessed. Did you tell Mr. Lombardi the truth about that day?
No chance, dude. I mean, Father, you think I want detention?
It might unburden you to help your friend get out of trouble.
By putting myself in trouble? No thanks, Pops. I'm good with just God.
Don't you want to be absolved?
See ya.
Bye, Andrew! Okay, Jeremy, get in here!
Hi, Father. It's been 6 months since my last confession.
What would you like to confess?
I'm sorry, God. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to disgrace you.
Hey, it's okay. Just take a breath. Tell me what happened.
It all started about a year ago, and it's horrible. It's gotten so out of hand, and I'm just so sorry.
What's gotten out of hand, Jeremy?
I never meant to hurt anyone. I always thought this was victimless.
Jeremy, it's going to be all right. It's good that you've come to talk to God about whatever's going on.
All right. Okay, I guess I should start from the beginning.
Sure, however you want to confess.
Okay, so do you know the music video for Olivia Newton-John's Physical? I think it came out when you were a kid.
I've seen it, but how old do you think I am? The video came out before I was born.
Yeah, so they're working out, and then they're sweaty, and then the water, it made me feel new things.
Yep, that's about right. God, Blue.
I honestly didn't know what I was doing. It all just happened so fast. I began to reach down to my...
That's enough, Jeremy. Sorry to interrupt you.
Pants. I was going to say pants.
I just want to ask what exactly you're concerned about, so don't feel that you need to explain in detail.
Yes, the sin of lust. Masturbation. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Hey, Jeremy, listen. What you're going through is completely normal.
It is?
Look, I know this stuff is confusing, and sometimes the church gives mixed signals. But do you know what they told me about this in seminary when I was trained to be a priest?
What?
Once a day, like a vitamin.
Really?
Yep. It's healthy and normal to have desires and even to act on them, as long as you maintain respect. So, given that we've established that you're not doing anything wrong, is there anything you'd like to confess?
No. Thank you, Father. I think this helped.
Good. I'm glad.
Jackson!
What would you like to confess?
I was in my parents' attic and I found something called a magazine. Like, a bunch of paper stacked together, but not a book.
I'm familiar with the concept, yes.
Well, it had these pictures and...
Code Blue.
Emma!
Do you know who Timothy Chalamet is?
Code Blue.
Matthew!
Well, my entire TikTok feed is filled with thirst traps.
Code Blue.
Dylan!
I keep having these dreams about my mom's friend, Jessica.
Code Blue.
Adeline!
Have you ever heard of Rule 34? Well, I've been interested in the relationship dynamics in those Trolls movies.
Code Blue.
Milo!
I pooped on my teacher, Mr. Lombardi's desk.
Oh, that's it? That's fine. I mean, of course it's not fine. I mean, that's really disrespectful to your teacher, and please try to remember that Mr. Lombardi is a person too. But just, I guess, say 10 Hail Marys and you're good.
That's the last of them, Father. Oh, wait. Guess I don't need to have these on anymore. Anyone mention me?
Clara, we've talked about this. You know I can't talk about confessions.
Oh, of course. Of course. I was just hoping to figure out who put something disgusting and gross on my chair earlier and...
Got it. Sorry. Wish I could help.
Well, if you could try harder next time.
I'll do my best. All right. Time to scoop up Father Clem and get out of your hair.
You see these two clowns? Admit it. You all miss me.
You ready to go?
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye, clowns. See you next time.
Have a good one. stay out of trouble, you.
Did we miss something?
Oh, I was just laughing with some of the kids about your pasta basketball line earlier.
Is it really that embarrassing?
Yes, Father. But don't beat yourself up. You'll do better next time.
Oh, better yet. You give up on this whole crusade of yours.
Don't count on it.
Oh, but in all seriousness, thank you both for joining us this evening. Hopefully that helped expend some of their endless pizza fuel.
We were happy to do it, weren't we, Father?
Speak for yourself.
Forgive Me is a Rogue Dialogue production. This episode was written and directed by
Jack Marone
and
Bob Ramonda.
Here's our cast in order of appearance.
Casey Callahan, Father Ben.
Josh Urbino,
Father Clem.
T.H. Ponders, Jeremy.
Jordan Stillman, Tana.
Crystal Osborne, Clara.
Anne Baird, Maria.
Leslie Gideon, Caitlin.
Dallas Wheatley, Andrew.
Tal Minear, Jackson.
Sam Twardy, Emma.
Gian DiCostanzo, Matthew.
Chad Ellis, Dylan.
Christy Bolton, Adolin.
Cole Burkhardt, Milo.
Script editing by
Jordan Stillman.
Dialogue editing by
Bob Ramonda.
Sound design, score, and mixing by me, Adam Ramonda. All of the graphic design comes from
Sam Twardy.
Find out about what we're up to by following at Forgive Me Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Did you like the show? If you did, go follow it on your favorite podcast player. If you really enjoyed it, rate it and review it on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts. This podcast is made possible by our generous supporters on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you can access an ad-free feed, director's notes for each episode, music from the show, and more. Become a patron over at patreon.com/roguedialogue. No matter what, thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with episode number 8. See you soon. Bye.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Mount Absalom, a community, a heritage, a home. The green jewel in the majestic crown of Ohio, for 200 years, Mount Absalom has been a place to play.
N32.
Bingo!
A place to learn.
For in thy green and growing arms, we have everything we need.
All right. Now let's get out our math homework.
A place to work.
Here at the Celery Bottling Works, we produce over 2,000 bottles of celery soda every day.
A place to raise a family.
It's a girl.
It's a place of history.
And here we have the barrel of whiskey that Confederate soldiers stole from Mount Absalom patriot Amelia Pleasance during Morgan's raid.
And of course, a place of celery.
201st Celery Festival, I dub thee open!
Mount Absalom is the perfect place for making memories. For making memories. For making memories. For making memories. For making memories.
Make your memories with us. Make your memories here. Mount Absalom.
Paid for by the Delphic Order of Mount Absalom and Celeric Bottling Works. Refreshing Celeric Soda and Diet Celeric Soda.
Unwell. A Midwestern Gothic Mystery. Learn more at unwellpodcast.com.